Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Reed Maintenance. We're on the road once again, taking youngsters behind the scenes, what it's like being a major league ball player. I got the man here for the White Sox. Yes, how we doing?
Doing great. How you doing?
All right. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. Yes, in the big leagues. What's this experience been like for you?
Definitely a journey of ups and downs. I learned a lot. Thought I knew a lot. But it's definitely a journey that I've enjoyed, and you know, it's not only taught me things about the game, but also things about my life. So it's definitely something that I've learned from, not only as an athlete and a professional, but also as a dad and just a regular human being.
Well, you know, catching in the big leagues, I've always told my guys, quickest way to the big leagues was pitching and catching. You've had some longevity on this level.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you put the time into it, you put the work into it, you doesn't matter whether you're a pitcher or catcher or a position player or a bullpen guy. I think the opportunity is going to be there, and it's not a matter of, you know, getting to the big leagues, but it's not a matter of staying in the big leagues. You know, I can think back, you know, 11 years ago when I first broke in, you know, thinking about what would it be like to be in the big leagues for 10 years, and now 11 years later, I've been in the big leagues for a while, and I'm kind of looking back and wish I would have kind of stayed in the moment a little bit more as I was going through it. But glad that I've been here and you know, glad that I've had this journey.
So it's all about opportunity. I mean, where did you get your opportunity? What was your break that got you noticed by the scouts?
My break would probably be sophomore year of high school. I think that was the first time that scouts really saw me behind the plate. And I guess my big break would be, you know, once I made it to the big leagues in 2012 with the San Diego Padres. Just, that was pretty much my big break, but I want to say maybe sophomore year of high school.
So was you the man in high school?
No, I never thought about myself being the man. I just thought about being one of the regular guys. It just happened that the work behind the scenes was a little bit more intense and a little bit harder than everybody else's, and you know, it came out to be what it came out to be.
So what was your pop time? What was your pop time in high school?
High school, I was pretty good. I mean, I was young and dumb, so, and I had a pretty good arm. So, you know, I was throwing anywhere from 179s to 187s a second, and then I got to college and I was actually taught how to throw with my legs so that my arm wouldn't kill me at the time. So after that, it was smooth sailing from there.
1-7, that's called a beast. That's beast mode.
Some people might say that. I didn't think anything of it just because I didn't really know much about pop time and anything. I had just started catching, and I think it was like my third year of catching. So I liked playing third more than catching when I was coming up. So in high school, I kind of fought to be the third baseman instead, and they needed me to catch, so I just stayed at catching.
All right, just a couple more questions. We know we got to get ready for the ball game. What kind of hitter were you in high school?
Same hitter that I am now.
Who was the man then?
Yeah, I haven't really changed much from there. Whether the only thing that's changed is it's getting smarter onto, you know, looking for location and not just swinging at all pitches. But you know, I hit line drives. I was a line drive guy, and those line drives just so happen to turn into homers now.
Who were some of the mentors for you along the way?
Believe it or not, I've been with my agent now for a little bit over 16 years, and he's kind of the guy that, and I was lucky enough to get a good guy by my side from the get-go. And like I said, sophomore year in high school, he met with my parents. Back then, he was my advisor, and he was the one that kind of kept me in line and took me under his swing to where I am now.
Kind of sound like me.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask this last question. You got that call up, you're going into the big leagues. You walked in the locker room for the very first time and saw your uniform hanging up. What was that feeling like?
Quite frankly, I wasn't really too impressed by it. Because for me, the way that I saw it is, it wasn't a matter of how, it was a matter of when. So I always expected to be up there. It might sound a little cocky or way too confident, but that was the way that I see it. I knew the work that I put into it, and I knew that at some point I was going to be up there.
Well, let me flip it this way. What was your parents' reaction? Did they made me go into the
Oh, yeah. I mean, they obviously, super excited. They were crying. They were, I guess, all sorts of emotions, especially when they saw me get in a game for the first time. So, but yeah.
You didn't get a little tear?
Yeah.
You didn't get a little tear. A little tear?
I quite frankly didn't really know how to handle it. After the first start that I had in the big leagues, I just got back to my room. I remember just kind of laying down and just kind of being in shock that I had done whatever.
I had to just sink in.
Yeah, just, but it actually gave me a little bit more drive, and it was great.
Coach taking your youngsters behind the scenes with the man, yeah.
Yeah, good.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.